With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon plans to build two new headquarters and hire thousands of people, but the sites could take years to build, and it'll likely be a long time before hordes of new Amazon employees invade the two cities. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some other stories. Sources say federal prosecutors in Manhattan are investigating whether President Trump's 2017 inaugural committee misspent some of the record $107 million it raised from donations. The criminal probe by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, which is in its early stages, also is examining whether some of the committee's top donors gave money in exchange for access to the incoming Trump administration, policy concessions, or to influence official administration positions. Giving money in exchange for political favors could run afoul of federal corruption laws. Already paying some of the highest electricity prices in the country, customers of California's largest utility, PG&E, could soon face massive rate hikes due to the state's catastrophic wildfires. While the exact scope of PG&E's fire-related liability remains uncertain, the utility potentially faces tens of billions of dollars in claims. That would amount to the average power bill increase of as much as 17% if the full total were passed on to ratepayers, according to one analyst's estimate. That burden is more likely to be shared between shareholders and ratepayers, but could weigh on the economy of a state that already has high living costs. Private economists have scaled back their expectations for the path of interest rates next year in a new Wall Street Journal survey, and many foresee the Federal Reserve cutting rates starting in 2020. All but one of the 60 economists polled expect the Fed to raise its benchmark federal funds rate next week to a range of between 2.25% and 2.5%. But they dialed back their median forecast for next year, calling for two rate increases rather than the three they expected when surveyed last month. After the December meeting, 48% of economists expected Fed officials to next lift rates in March, while 12% expected policymakers to pause until their April 30th, May 1st meeting, and 28% expected them to wait until June before raising rates again. Still ahead, the invasion by Amazon with its new headquarters will be slower than you might think. It's been called the Amazon invasion. Amazon's decision to split its new headquarters between Long Island City, New York, and Crystal City, Virginia, has sparked a frenzy of activity in both locations. Massive condo sales, fights over tax incentives, and businesses preparing for all those new customers. But the Wall Street Journal says it'll take a long time before residents of both cities see their neighborhoods overrun by Amazon workers. Joining us from San Francisco with more on this is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. And Laura, isn't this gradual process because Amazon will be hiring workers gradually and not all at once?
Right. So our reporting shows that, first of all, Amazon is going to do a lot of its hiring locally. So it's going to be more of an organic growth process versus shifting a bunch of people from Seattle to these new campuses. So that's a big factor to start with. But also, Amazon's publicly said that it's going to be pretty slow in its growth. So it's just adding 400 workers to Northern Virginia next year, adding 700 to New York City, and it's going to continue along a path of kind of slow, gradual hiring versus bringing in those 25,000 promised workers all at once.
How long, Laura, before Amazon breaks ground on the two new headquarters? Is there any timetable for that?
Yeah, so in both places, Amazon has leased temporary office space that it's going to take several months to kind of renovate, get it similar to the way that Amazon likes its office space. So that's going to take a few months, which means that that initial hiring will take place later next year. And then after that, it'll take a couple years probably to get a lot of the building permits and the construction work and everything ready to go. So we're looking at probably 2020 for the Long Island site and maybe a little bit sooner for Virginia to actually break ground.
Having said that, won't Amazon have to somehow coordinate between these three headquarters? Is there any idea how that would work?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because obviously those will be really tiny offices to start, although both locations also have a lot of existing employees in those areas. So it does appear that what's going to happen is they will eventually house some important divisions in these places. They'll probably hold board member meetings and all hands meetings and some other things to signify that these places are more than just tech hubs, which they already have 18 of around the U.S. and North America. But it's going to be slow going. It'll be something where team managers can probably decide if they want to locate one of their teams in one of those new cities. And if so, they might be able to relocate there from Seattle or actually just start the team as they're hired in one of those locations, and it'll be more of that organic growth.
Let's back up a bit. Why did Amazon decide on two new separate headquarters as opposed to just one location? Was it to support growth that the company is counting on to lead to new hiring?
Yeah, so a total of 50,000 jobs over the next, it was originally over 15 years or so. Now it's going to be over 10 or so. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of high-tech workers. And back in September, executives at Amazon realized that there's no one city that probably has that much tech talent that they need. So they decided to divvy it up between the two cities, which also relieves some of that congestion, some of that, you know, housing pricing pressure, and some other things that have come along with rapid growth in Seattle, where we've seen since 2010, Amazon's grown its workforce there by about 40,000 plus people. So that's a huge amount of people. It's now 45,000 total. So they've seen what adding that many people to one city can do, and they want to relieve some of that pressure on their new headquarters sites.
I imagine that there could be a considerable amount of empty space if Amazon's growth calculations are wrong, especially since the landscape has become more competitive. It's facing more competition as well as regulatory challenges.
Right. Amazon is basing this all off of projected growth that will continue at a rapid pace, the same pace that it's seen over the past few years. Amazon's just over two decades old. It's still a very new company, generally speaking. And it'll be interesting to see if they can really hold up this level of growth. There's some challenges, as you mentioned, with regulation and other potential specters, including even if there's an economic downturn or something. So they've projected this growth, but it's not guaranteed.
What kinds of jobs will be created at the new campuses? Do you know that?
It's envisioned to largely mirror a lot of the hiring that they've done in Seattle and elsewhere. So it'll be a lot of software engineering jobs, but also HR, PR, lots of different fields that you need to kind of support a large office.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.